Morning. And it's Father's Day. So through of all of our scriptures today, I wanted to bring out a piece of the collect that kind of stood out. You never fail to help and govern those whom you have set upon the sure foundation of your loving kindness. How soothing does that sound? How comforting does it make you feel? Or does it bring a smile to your face without understanding? The foundation is an invisible structure that serves as the backbone, providing support to prevent tilting, cracking, sinking, and/or collapsing. Without a foundation, there is no structure or support. How many things can we see that is the foundation of this church we are in this morning? The foundation of our cars, the foundation of airplanes, even our bodies as a foundation. We see that. So how do we see and recognize the invisible, the sure foundation of your loving kindness? I wonder how much of this foundation is applied every day and whether it is used exactly as how it is intended. In the free time I had Friday evening and sometime yesterday, I was blessed with open conversations, thoughtfulness, and some frustrating conversations where there was loving kindness with God being present. The most beautiful thing about these conversations was the self-awareness and the realization that we are all children of God, whether churched or unchurched. And we need to remember the unchurched and to meet them where they are. So why do we keep pushing back on what is right in front of us? To love faithfully as disciples. Jesus outlines the ultimate missionary discourse to the 12 disciples in Matthew, the cost and priorities of Christian discipleship, a call to total allegiance that requires radical devotion. This passage teaches sacrifice, courage, and unwavering devotion to Jesus. We must recognize humility, loyalty, and willingness to suffer for the sake of the gospel. Acknowledging that Christ is the ultimate teacher and that our role is to serve him faithfully, to be fearless. Jesus tells us not to be afraid. Just as Lauren was teaching in the sermon, the children's sermon, not to be afraid, and reassures us that God is aware of everything that we are doing and that we are protected. Only we know what we think we are doing. Others may not know what's going on behind the walls of others, but know that everyone is protected. If God can recognize a sparrow, he will recognize us. This does not mean that conflict and disagreement won't occur, but it is our commitment to Christ to keep moving in a loving kindness way and to remain obedient. As verse 10:33 through 34 says, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have come to bring peace, but a sword, and not a literal sword." That question's been asked a few times. Not that. It's an allegiance to him in which conflict with social norms is inevitable. I can tell you from my own experiences and from hearing from others through years, even this week, this will happen. But you need the inner strength and foundation to keep moving and know that it is not about me. It is not about you. It is a sacrifice and a challenge to endure together. Following Christ will entail hardships and may separate us from family and friends. But know that Jesus has prepared us to continue loving and to surrender to God's will in that mission. At the core, it is about self-sacrifice and a willingness to face the hardships for your faith. Jesus is not asking his followers to endure daily nuances or annoyances, as we all have those daily annoyances, but it is commanding us to put to death our own desires. As Romans powerfully teaches, death to sin, take up the cross, surrender the old way of life, and be resurrected to a new life in Christ. Baptism. just as Matthew parallels with, "Whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me." To embrace the suffering, the sacrifice, and the hardship inherent in discipleship. A call to self-denial and sacrifice reflects a life towards God's purpose rather than personal comfort. There have been many times where someone has said, "This is my cross to bear." How many of us have heard someone in front of us say this? And how do we normally respond to that? How do we feel? Or is it about us? Yes, some things are hard. However, the cross is something we choose to take up in an active obedience to follow Christ. This means giving up control of our lives and surrendering our plans. As a follower of Jesus, there is loyalty to him, even at a personal cost. Over the years, there have been some personal costs that I have had to follow Jesus. I am being obedient, and I am blessed in many ways, even if others might not understand that blessing. It is not about me. As verse 10:39 says, "Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it." We've heard this a couple of times, haven't we? A paradox to losing your life to find your faith. It's a central aspect of Christianity is surrendering your own ego and agenda, which allows us to surrender. This past Wednesday, we had some stuff we needed to do in the office. And all of a sudden, the internet and the phone lines went out. You know? It's like, all right, fine, whatever. And then, of course, we started laughing. Well, what do? Well, there's nothing we can do. The neighbor offered to use their internet. I thought that was very kind of them. Come to find out, we were the only area that didn't have phones and internet. Everyone else had it. So then we laughed harder. And then we laughed, well, okay, Father Brian's away. What did you do? Testing us, testing me, testing both of us, I don't know. And we just began to laugh because it was out of our control. But we needed it for that moment. So you let go and keep moving. Our society today makes this so difficult to surrender because we get so fixated on something that it ends up being about us instead of what's in front of us. I want to be the one to fix it. I want to be the one involved in that. I want to be the one to have the answers. I want to be the one who is called. Why was I not called? I want to be the Savior. Whereas if we are to lose our lives for his sake, this will allow us to find our true identity and purpose in God. Letting go for personal gain and comfort so that we can do the mission that God has called us to do. If we don't recognize the invisible structure of the loving kindness foundation rooted in Scripture, then our mission and outreach will be ineffective, and the church will lose its identity and become more inwardly than outwardly focused. I have some friends in some churches that are inwardly focused, and they are hurting. This church is focused more on outwardly focused, which can be taught to others. I can only imagine how much we can change by following Jesus, which is essential for personal growth and for fulfilling the mission and living out one's transformative faith, both personal and communal, as we are gathered here today. Today in our context requires intentionality and adaptability, as we must also navigate a fast-paced world of distractions while maintaining spiritual growth and the study with a spiritual focus. It is how do we let go and have that foundation and structure beneath our feet of loving kindness to share and be a disciple of Christ and know we are following and carrying the cross and learning and teaching with a loving kindness. Amen.